America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Carrie DeFalco.
You hear him every week on the program with his wonderful On the Mark segment. It is nice to be able to converse with him back and forth. It is great to say hello to the one and only Mark Leonard. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Kara.
Hello there, Mark. All right, now we are going to talk about who you feel is one of your favorite directors of all time, David Cronenberg.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people ask me, who's your favorite director? What's your favorite film? All these type of questions. I have a lot of favorite directors. Akira Kurosawa, Stanley Kubrick. But my favorite living directors, my favorite living director has been for a long time, Canadian David Cronenberg, without question. He's audacious, he's controversial, experimental, inventive. He's everything about what an adult, provocative director should be to me. He pushes the envelope, and that's one of the things I like about him very much.
And he comes from a genre that I've seen described as body horror or visceral horror.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
And that's the thing about him. And people didn't know how to take him early on. He went from being misunderstood as a cheap thrills horror director to a much sought after mainstream auteur, as they say. John Carpenter, who's a famous director who did movies like Halloween and the Stephen King adaptation Christine, he once said that Cronenberg has more talent than all of us combined. He dabbled in acting, he did a little acting, but he was one of the most sought after directors in Hollywood for quite some time. He didn't even make films in Hollywood. He didn't make his first USA film to just a couple of years ago. He's pretty much filmed exclusively in Canada. His first film was called Shivers, and it followed a couple of short films he did called Stereo and Crimes of the Future. Mm-hmm. Shivers is a title that you wouldn't even hear very much here because it was labeled in the United States, They Came From Within. Now, talk about a horror film title. It didn't really even describe what this film was about. It kind of did. There was another title they were bandying about called Orgy of the Blood Parasites.
My goodness.
All these weird horror film-like titles. It was called The Parasite Murders. Shivers is the accepted one from the David Cronenberg's fan. And it was a full-out body horror. It actually had shades of Night of the Living Dead.
Mm-hmm.
It foretold things like Dawn of the Dead and Alien, even. When you see it, you'll say, boy, that seems like the movie Alien in some ways. But it's about this invasion of these people. Their bodies are invaded by these little creatures, and it makes them wildly sexual and outlandish, and it's violent, and it was called that once depraved and repulsive. A journalist said that it shouldn't have even been profited in any way by a Canadian company, which actually gives some taxpayers money to it. But it did make a profit, and David Cronenberg went on from there.
Now, you know, so these are not the type of movies that you would gather the kids on a Saturday afternoon.
This is not the family
kids
feature.
Must not be in the room.
No, Grandma, you know what, Grandma? Go in the other room. Take the pacemaker with you. We don't need any problems
here. The telenovela is on. Go ahead. You go over there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, these are purely adult films, without question. And by adult films, I don't mean pornographic films, although he's been accused of that,
too. No, that's next week. No. But he has a certain genre, and he's mastered that. One of the movies on this list, I for some reason, just jumps out at me because it affected me so, just because of the graphic feeling through the whole thing, is the movie Crash. And that movie, that really left an imprint upon me. And I would imagine most of his films tend to do that.
Absolutely. And Crash he had done years later, 1996. Some people confuse it with the Oscar winner. It was
right.
Not the Oscar winner.
No.
And you know, the Oscar winner years later was Crash, that won Best Picture. This movie was titled Crash 10 years before that came out. And it was an adaptation of J.G. Ballard, who wrote Empire of the Sun, also wrote Crash. And it was about people who got sexually turned on by car crashes.
Yes.
And no one knew how quite to take it. Ted Turner, the famous Ted Turner, tried to have the film banned from North America. Martin Scorsese, so you know, called it one of the 10 best films of the 1990s. So here's the dichotomy of people that were trying to get it pushed out of the theaters and a great director who everyone knows saying it's one of the best films I've ever seen.
I've never looked at a car accident the same way again after watching that film. No. It's like I'm driving along and all of a sudden, you know, that's not good.
You know, I've got to tell you, one of the very first films that took me into his fold, so to speak, was a movie called Scanners from 1981. It was about these people that could make with their minds people's veins pop out and their heads explode. And I remember the commercials when I was still a teenager, thinking, "Wow, what is that?" And thinking I had no idea who David Cronenberg was at that point. But that ended up being his first number one, his only number one hit at the box office. It opened at number one, and it made a reputation for him. There were a series of sequels straight to video that he had nothing to do with, which were also very successful based on this movie Scanners.
Is it difficult to create art without creating shock? And but what I mean by that is, can the art be lost in the fact that what is being presented as art is maybe not very easy to look at or not that easy to consume? Can the art be lost in that element?
It's a great question, because when Crash, for instance, opened at the Cannes Film Festival, it was booed by quite a few.
Really?
People were very upset by it. It actually ended up winning one of the awards, a special jury prize, for audaciousness. So again, you have the dichotomy. I can see how it can be lost without question, but then if you just go for bland all the time, are you even getting art? And one of his other popular films that also pushed it in a way was a remake he did of The Fly. Did you see The Fly with Jeff Goldblum?
Yes, I did.
Now, to me, that was a performance from Jeff Goldblum, especially when he speaks in the film about this thing called insect politics. Mm-hmm. It's one of the greatest performances I saw in the 80s. Oscar has been loosening up a little bit over the years now, where they would nominate a performance like that. Back then, they wouldn't even consider giving a Best Actor nomination to Jeff Goldblum. I thought he deserved one. There was talk that he deserved one. It's when people really started to take notice of Cronenberg in a way that said, you know what, this guy might be more than just a horror director. This was a film that was superior to the original from the 50s, Vincent Price,
by far.
A lot of fun. But The Fly was very serious. It was considered a metaphor for AIDS. Cronenberg said it was actually a metaphor for old age, but people interpreted it their own way. And it had one of the greatest taglines of all time: be afraid, be very afraid.
Mm-hmm.
We said that every day here on the show.
Yeah.
Kara's starting to learn that right now.
Yeah. I don't particularly care for horror movies, and this is my theory on it. So I'll give you my theory, and then I'd love to hear your take.
Sure.
To me, I think, and I guess because coming from a news background and knowing how sick and crazy people can be in real life sometimes.
Yeah.
To me, when I see these movies or hear their storylines, it's kind of upsetting, because to me, I'm like, that played out in someone's head. Someone wrote it down on paper, and they thought about, what does it look like for a body to do that? And those people, I mean, that to me is one step away from actually being a serial killer. There's
crazy.
A level of crazy that
I'm
comes
so
with making
that.
These movies, and it's a little
terrific.
Disturbing for me.
You know why that's so great? Because what you're saying is what so many people felt, and they said, I'm afraid to meet David Cronenberg.
Yes.
I don't even want to meet this guy. You know what they say he looks like when you meet him and when you talk to him? Like a high school math teacher.
Stop it.
Who would never in a million years think that this guy created this stuff. So again, it just shows the split between what you're seeing on the screen and the actual person. They go, oh, he's like your uncle. You know, it's amazing. And people sought him out after he did these string of one of his best films, his masterpiece as far as I'm concerned, is called Dead Ringers. Jeremy Irons plays twins in it. It's based loosely based on a true story, and it's about these these twin gynecologists, and this was something that happened to them, the way they were treating their patients. And it was such an incredible performance. Jeremy Irons won the Best Actor from the New York Film Critics, for instance. No Oscar nomination, but 2 years later, when Jeremy Irons won the Oscar for Reversal of Fortune, a film that Cronenberg had nothing to do with, he thanked David Cronenberg in his acceptance speech. He said something along the lines of, you know, I'd also like to thank David Cronenberg. Those of you in the know will understand. He was saying 2 years ago, that's the performance everybody said you should have won for. And then he won 2 years later, one of those makeup things that the Oscars do. Okay, we didn't give it to him last time, but we've got to give it to him this time.
So has Cronenberg received the notoriety within the industry that he should have?
Well, he finally moved into complete, not mainstream acceptance. That's part of it. But complete acceptance among all the communities. When he finally did History of Violence in 2005 with Viggo Mortensen, who became his muse for a while, was in a few of his films, he was getting Oscar nominations. The screenplay for A History of Violence got a nomination for its screenplay. William Hurt, who's in the film for maybe 5 minutes, got a Best Supporting Actor nomination. He's incredible in it. It's based on a graphic novel, or what people call a comic book novel. There are one of the great things about Cronenberg is his scenes of sexuality. There are two love scenes between the main characters in History of Violence, which kind of complements the two sides of their relationship. It's among the best work in film you'll ever see concerning love scenes. It's done in a very adult manner, and it helps propel the story. It's amazing.
See, where else do you get stuff like this? See, nobody's breaking down film like this.
No. It's a great subject because we're in that time of year where people are looking for horror films. You know, you can only watch Friday the 13th so many times year after year after year. I'm sure there's a lot of folks who are like, oh, you know what? That sounds more my speed.
Yes. And I mean,
I'm not one of those people.
Keep the Cronenberg films out, but make sure you turn on the lights and put the kids to bed. That's what I can tell you.
And hide Grandma in the closet.
Yeah.
Every time you come on this show each week, and I like to call them audio essays on film, are the best that you hear anywhere on national radio or on TV. And when you go on to your website,
reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com.
There you go. See, when you go on there, you can read about his long form reviews and everything else. It is quite a treat, and it is quite a pleasure to have him on the show. Mark Leonard, as always, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you for having me.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Cara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.